What's going on, you tantalating titty twister, twitastrophe, twittastic? I don't know. I'm running out of like, twisters. Well done. Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so.
Live from the lair.
And we are the gangsters of love. And just for the record, this is a stick up. Unless Pop forgets his boner pills, then it's a hold up.
I see what you're doing there.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, and guess what happened?
What?
The phone call I got before we turned on the show was from somebody calling me for benefits for being a senior citizen.
Oh, that's like one notch up from that first like batch of junk mail prescribing you boner pills.
Yeah, right around 38, you get your first email for boner pills. You're graduating. You know, the world is basically, give me the hint, I'm on the back nine, heading for the last 6 foot deep hole.
Next thing you know, instead of asking you about your 401k, ladies are going to try to lure you to an early bird dinner.
Yeah, because when October hits, I'm a low-level senior citizen.
There you go.
What the fuck?
55, right? That'd be low-level senior citizen.
Yeah.
So you're like entry-level senior citizen.
Entry-level, yeah. I'm the private of senior citizens.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box. We got a story for you today from a gentleman who goes by Sergeant Ballistic. And it's got one of the best titles of any story we've ever gotten. Flocking up by the numbers, Death of a White Knight. Go ahead, rip me a new ass. And so that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah, and this is the story that was sent in.
Yes, it was.
Does he want us to use his name or a screen name?
He signed it Sergeant Ballistic, so that's what we're going to call him.
All right, Sergeant Ballistic.
I will tell you a tale of when one's word comes at a high cost. I was raised in a very military home with very heavy influence of my grandfather, a World War I vet born in 1900. Who taught me the old ways and the value of one's oath and word, which automatically makes you incompatible with most modern women.
That's right.
I met my ex-wife at work. She was a doctor, and I was a surgical tech. We spoke almost every day for 5 years, as her office was always on the route to my workplace. I would also run into her at bookstores.
Mm. Yeah, I've never picked up a woman in a bookstore.
Yeah, I've never tried that either. You probably get much better pickings than you would at the bar.
Yeah.
Especially the bar, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you got to stay. It's one thing to go to the bar.
Don't go to the bar.
Don't go to the bar.
Yeah, that dumb cumster out back is all gender access, if you know what I mean.
In fact, that dumb cumster is frosted like a Cinnabon.
Oh, God. Turn a muffin top into a cupcake any day. But as we all know, we're starting this off with one red flag already, which is you never, ever dip your pen in the company ink.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Never, ever go for a woman you work with.
We cover that in Working Man Survival Guide. That's like rule one.
That is, it shouldn't even need to be listed among the rules. Nevertheless, it seems like everybody thinks that work relationships are a good idea. I ran into her at the mall while shopping for school clothes for my daughter. While I was talking to her children, she was talking to my daughter. After that, we went our own ways. My daughter had added her phone number to my phone. I never thought much of it. Needless to say, she called me up, and our first date was church. Yeah, they all decide to go to church after having three illegitimate children, right?
Sure. Yeah, well, there's a lot of women in church that are on their last leg.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wanting the Jesus for the win.
It's all listed on the standard list of the, you know, like late 30s, early 40s dating woman's survival guide. I'm tired of the games.
Yep.
I'm ready for something real. Only God can judge me.
Slut.
that top-tier men have, you know, dignity, honor, and self-respect.
You would think they would figure it out by now.
Now, one of those guys is not going to bring a town bicycle inside the shop. No. He will go outside the shop, find the bicycle parked up against a wall, ride it around town, and then take it right back to where he found it.
But let's jump right back in here. After church, she invited me to her house where we made out on the couch. Oh, the casting couch?
Wow.
On our third date, she told me she loved me. I've been single for 17 years after I caught my first wife cheating on me. Oh, God. And was awarded the children. My children never knew I dated, as my dates were all while they were asleep at home. They only met one girlfriend I had at the time, as we all went to the beach that day.
Well, that's pretty much the way you should do it.
That is smart.
Yes.
Because if you're constantly parading new mommies in front of the kids, I mean, that kind of psychological damage takes years to unfuck.
If at all.
This can only end well.
Of course.
Of course. My second wife. Oh, God.
Oh, he got married again. Dude, one and done.
Come on. You're making this too easy.
Oh, my God.
I know that there's a lot of people who watch the show be like, aren't you married? Like, that somehow invalidates my opinion. No, no, no. I'm only doing it once. Never hear me say, my second wife, my first wife. It's going to be my wife, and that's it.
Well, the thing is most of the guys out there are not going to survive a second, chance at the bat.
It's we use the pizza analogy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you order a pizza, you want a whole pizza. If you get married and get divorced, you're only getting half a pizza. You get married again and get divorced again, you're down to a quarter of a pizza.
That's the rule of halves.
Hey, sooner or later, you're getting the hot and ready slices from Little Sleezers because that's all you can afford. And I'm pretty sure that there's food poisoning on those diseased pepperoni slices. If you know
that's
what I mean.
Just nasty.
My second wife. While I was dating her, made me feel like the center of the world.
Love bomb.
Yep. I did check around work from her coworkers. They all said she was an abused woman.
Sympathy bomb.
Did any of them witness that? That would have been my question.
Yep.
Over 2/3 of accusations of domestic violence made in family court are fraudulent, and yes. 80% of those are directed at men.
Correct.
Mistake number one, being the knight in shining armor. I was here to rescue her from the past and care for her and all her needs. She had 3 children. You're going to do the Brady Bunch thing.
Wow.
Being fatherless, I thought I would step in. I taught them baseball, paintball, outdoors, etc., and what it was to be a man. I noticed after we married, there was a real issue with the children. Yeah, that issue is, you're not their father.
Absolutely.
And no matter what you do for them, that is always going to be the go-to angle of attack for both her
and
those
kids.
The
kids do it. Like, that's their first line of attack. Well, yep. You're not my father. You can't tell me what to do.
Your job in this situation is to pay the bills and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, listen, that's slavery shit right there.
Yeah. Imagine how much worse slavery in this country would have been if you had to pay the bills for the plantation owner on top of being treated like garbage.
Wow.
Welcome to modern dating and marriage.
Holy crap.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
They lack discipline, social skills, spoiled rotten. Well, of course, because when daddy leaves, one of the main pensions single mothers have for raising their children from that point on, because now they don't need a man. They have to do everything. So when they're with their children and they actually get time with them, they want to try to be their buddy.
Listen, don't be a friend to your children. You can be a friend to your children that when they become adults.
Yeah.
But when they're young, you need to be short-term mean to be long-term nice.
You know, these ladies think that, like, well, you know, I mean, I hardly ever get to spend time with her, so I don't want to spend all my time with them yelling at them.
Yep.
Oh, so you're just going to spoil them rotten, make them think that there are no consequences for bad behavior, and then what do you get after that? BLM, Antifa.
Prisoners,
prisoners,
rapists.
The daycare generation. There you go. So great, you know, the fact that the logical center of the home that's supposed to provide the discipline and real overall direction for how these children are going to approach reality in their adult years. You remove that from the picture, and then you compound the damage even more by refusing to discipline yourself.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, and also, if you have a boy, you know, boys, by the time they're 13, they are not going to listen to the mother.
Most of them are taller than their
boys. Yes, by the mother does not have the horsepower.
Yeah, they give the mommy somebody to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Punishment became an issue between my wife and myself.
Shocker.
Shocker. As sending them to their room meant cable TV, Xbox, PlayStations. Yeah. You're such a bad boy. Go entertain yourself with the, you know, hundreds of dollars of mechanical devices that I purchased for you. Oh, but I'm not your real dad.
That's right.
Then I noticed her friends.
Oh, here we go.
After you were married?
And before you were married.
Or were you just getting love bombed with the pussy so hard before you got married that you weren't taking your blinders off?
You couldn't see it? You couldn't see him sneaking up on you?
They are all leftoid man haters.
Oh, my Lord. What chance did you have?
She would listen to them. Of course. And I guarantee you they were all single or in failing marriages. And as we know, when modern women get divorced, all it takes is one. It's the domino effect. Ping! Then all the friends in the group get divorced. Save for one or two, and then what happens after that? Those women who didn't get divorced and decided to stick by their man, they get castigated from the group.
Yep. Yeah, because listen, we've said it many times. You are the product of the five or six people you have around you.
Amen.
And if they're cackling, throat yogurt kind of girls... And your wife is hanging around with him. It's just a matter of time before, you know, Sausage Sally, you know, talks her into, you know, the protein fountain shake.
Cackling throat yogurt harvesters. That's an image right there.
What do you want, man?
I just picture them laughing with just gallons of bazooka juice just like arcing out of their mouth.
Like you the did Bellagio do that the gargling thing when we did the 500 mile. And that was just, oh, God.
It's milk, I promise.
I kind of got like a lump of vomit the first time I saw it. I was like,
well, it was a safer work way to get the image across.
That's disgusting.
Our marriage quickly went downhill.
There you go.
And I was spending more time at my house than her. Wait a second.
So wait. You had a house and she had a house.
But put her, your name on the bills.
Hang on.
Whoa, okay.
All right. So at least he maintained a fallback position.
Yeah.
We did, you know, we did do the pre-divorce mentality, and that is actually a really good thing to have. If you have the money for it, you have your own house where you can fall back to. Ideally, don't move in with her because there's a huge power dynamic thing that goes on.
Oof.
Oof.
Between her, the children, and friends, my mental health was declining. I'm an 8.5-year vet with 3 years of combat. My first duty station was Southcom, where we were doing counter-intel and counter-narco in the 80s and 90s.
Yep. Southcom used to run all of the counter-drug stuff in South America.
I'd seen a lot of death. It never troubled me, just my friends being killed did. Mm-hmm. My mental health medications went from 1 to 13. I also had, because of the extreme stress at our home, I had two TIAs. This is a mini stroke.
Wow.
The first one, I lost my right side motion and vision and slurred speech. Yeah.
This is a life or death thing now.
Yeah. Living in a toxic atmosphere like that and surrounding yourself with negativity tanks your health. And if you have already put your body through the ringer doing military service, it's going to tank it that much faster.
Yep.
I was offered a position in another state in a research and development medical center. The area was a truly amazing place and a great place to raise a family. Every other weekend, I would travel for 6 hours to stay the weekend. The medical center also offered her a position on the penis. I mean, staff.
All right, here you go. Here you go.
I did this for months. Got a notice in the mail and was served papers. She was divorcing me. Little did she know, I had access to her email.
Ooh.
It's going to get interesting
here. Good here.
She was having an affair with the medical clinic chief.
Oh, no.
Who was also a colonel in the U.S. Army.
It was, if he was married, it's done. He's done
for. Oh, yeah. And was also engaged.
Well, he wasn't married. Okay.
I wrote an email and CC'd her to the colonel. I asked him as a veteran how the Army felt about adultery, sexual relationships with someone under his command.
Oh, no.
Needless to say, I got no reply. He resigned his position and was relocated to another duty station. And as I understand, retired early.
He'd have to.
Yeah, there. After that, there's no...
Well, because you got that monkey on your back.
Yep.
And all it takes is for them to demote him to major, and he's fucked.
Yeah.
And, you know, adultery and messing around like that can get an officer busted in rank.
So, good job, Colonel.
Mm.
Sanders. During the divorce, my ex-wife called the local police department and stated that I was suicidal. So we're going to go this route, too.
Huh? Well, she's women are, listen, I tell you, they're green belts in administrative violence.
Yep.
So she's using one of the administrative violence tactics against him.
Yes, she is. Needless to say, I was picked up and taken to the local VA and then transported 250 miles away to a mental health center. The group I was in has child molesters, sex addicts, drug addicts, and a few more charming people.
I'd be so lividly pissed.
So let me get this straight. You're going to take somebody who allegedly is having thoughts of self-deletion, and you're going to put them in a group of predators and expect that not to negatively impact their mental health.
Are you stupid or something?
Yeah, the VA is just doing a bang-up job with their C-plus average over there.
Yeah, well, the thing is that is what socialized medicine will look like for all of us when and if we get to that level.
Yep, Sarah Palin don't look so dumb anymore, does she?
Mm-hmm.
This was a Friday, so I would not see a doctor until Monday. Needless to say, I sleep in the day room near the central desk. On Monday, I saw the doctor and explained that my ex-wife from another state had called the police and said I was suicidal. She called her and spoke with her and also other members of the staff at her hospital.
Uh-huh.
I was released that day and had to wait for transportation.
And I would sue the absolute shit out of her for that.
Oh, so would I. After this, I actually did have an increase in mental health issues to point with my PTSD. I was medically retired. I returned home, blocked phone, text, and email from my ex-wife. 2 years later, her son always called me dad, and he got into some drug and alcohol addiction issues. Shocker.
Shocker.
Being raised in a single mother home makes that more likely than not.
Yep.
He moved in with me, and under my care, he got better. The issue was his mother and father feeding his addiction. Mm-hmm. Also, he had another son that had become addicted, and both were in trouble with law enforcement.
Wow, sounds like a lot of enabling there.
But because of his parents' money, was able to escape any punishment.
Shocker. Not a good thing.
Shocker.
Yeah, the filthy rich do exist on a different level.
If anybody else had the laundry list of crimes of a Clinton family, Gates family, Obama's, Biden's,
they'd be fucked.
They would have been shot on the White House lawn 12 times over by now.
Yeah, they would have.
I knew I had to get him out of town and away from his parents and friends, so I made arrangements for him to stay at a rehab center in another state. Waiting at the airport, his mom, my ex, showed up. She went to hug me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Women who make a point of ruining your life honestly think they can do this and it's totally okay.
Yeah, it's not.
After my horse chick, you know, pulled the shit that she did,
uh-huh.
She thought that we would just hang out as friends.
Oh, no.
And when she would see my friends in public, she would try to go up and hug them, and they were like,
get the fuck away.
Like, no, I know what you've done, and I'm pretty sure what you're carrying down there is no better.
Yeah. It's so narcissistic to do that.
It is. Either way, though, this is a situation that he's putting himself back into. I understand that, you know, you want to look out for the kid because you helped to raise him for at least a limited period of time. But you're giving this woman an in for slingbacks when you insist on remaining part of her and her children's lives after she's done this to you.
Listen, there's always a hint of curiosity in the eye of the bird just before the snake kills it.
You're goddamn right.
She showed up, went to hug me, and I backed away. She was engaged again.
Shocker.
Love bombing really works. She said her goodbyes to him. As I was leaving, she asked me to stop for coffee.
Nope.
At a local diner down the street.
Nah.
I thought, what the hell? Oh,
oh, here we go. It's always no, bro.
No. Oh.
You already put your toe in that pool and lost your toe.
Damn.
What? Oh, my. All right. All right. This is not going well.
No, it's not. As we drank coffee, she, for the first time, apologized.
Oh.
This is the first step of the slingback.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget. She's trying to ensure that she has an escape route if husband number three goes south. Because you were dumb enough to throw your hat back into the ring with her kid, she thinks you're going to be dumb enough to do the same thing with her. Yeah. And by agreeing to have coffee with her, you just gave her back the power.
Now, in regards to helping her kid, that could go either way with me. I don't know. I
mean, the kids are not responsible for the relationship.
No, I know. I got it.
So that part I get.
Yeah.
But... again,
it does show weakness.
It shows weakness, and it gives this person the in they think they need in order to get back in your life and start pulling stuff.
Or at a bare minimum, the confidence that they could be able to pull it off.
She blamed herself for listening to her friends and talking bad about me. I will say I had a no BS attitude at work, and I had a hardcore reputation. If only you were like this in your actual relationships. If you were, women wouldn't take advantage of you like this.
Yeah, because there is something within you that is seeking these, you know, harlots out.
Yeah.
These slagsters.
Yeah. You need to figure out what that is before you invite anybody else into your life in any sort of romantic manner. Because this is going to happen every single time.
It is. And that's one of the main reasons why I took 7 years off. And it's really weird is once you go monk for a while, it just doesn't have... hold on you afterwards.
Yeah, doesn't Tom Hardy even say that? He's like, you know, spending time by yourself is kind of addicting. And after that, you start to realize just how annoying most people are.
Yeah, I know.
She then said to me, I'm going to call my fiance and tell him that I'm in love with my ex-husband.
Here. All right. Listen.
Bail, boop, boop.
Yeah, you need to, you know, seal up the submarine and dive, baby.
Get the fuck out of there.
Dive, because you are about to get obliterated.
Then she told me that he was a worm and that he was forced on her by her staff.
Sound familiar?
You know, this is the same shit she said about you when she was looking for a way out.
Absolutely correct. But
this is just the same behavior. But
what is this? The 1700s?
No kidding.
Where you just force people to get mad? Get it that? No, this is that. All right.
You're going to need a menagerie for this next sentence.
Listen, I'm really? It's going to be that bad? I am already at idiot saturation with this.
I don't even want to read it. Like, I feel ashamed for this guy. Like, the embarrassment is going to make me sweat. We started dating after she returned his ring.
You got to be kidding me.
What?
You are aware of the modern definition of insanity, correct?
Yeah.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Leftists do this all the time. Socialism hasn't really been tried yet.
Yes, it... What? It has tried and it failed because human nature is flawed.
Fuck's sakes, bro.
Oh, dude, come on. Oh. All right.
I'm wondering how this is going to blow up in his face to such a level where he started watching our content.
He's at that point where one more time.
Yeah.
One more.
Things were looking good. We started to relearn each other. Yeah. I hope you get intimately acquainted with her STD panel.
Yep.
Just saying.
You're messing around with a pea sleeve that has been tampered with.
It's tainted, especially tainted. Around her taint.
Tainted and tampered.
After a few months, I was drinking coffee at the dinner table, and she laid my wedding band next to my hand and said that I was to wear it.
Run away.
I held off on sex because I didn't want to commit at the time. It got to the point where it became an issue. She sat me down and told me that she had been... rapade. So she's trying to really dig in now to the
sympathy,
that white knight DNA that's in all of
us. She's trying to sympathy hook the guy.
I was taken. I asked her where, when, who. Mm. She decided not to tell me who, since I would hunt him down. It never happened.
That's right.
This is an emotional power play. I asked her why she did not file charges. This all seemed wrong, but I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt. I told her that I want an STD test, and I would do the same since I just had a relationship with a high school friend.
Okay.
We did not work out, thank God. But remained polite to each other to this day. I will say that it was the best sex of my life.
Because the crazy pussy does things normal pussy doesn't do?
Correct.
The backward cheetah flips, the spinning around, the basket fucking, the whole deal.
And then there's always those dudes that this works on. They'll one day they'll be in the open option position, and she'll be like, put it in the other one. And then you're like, oh, this must be my soulmate. What can I say? Yeah. Shit happens.
I was just going to suggest that. That's a thug life right there.
It's true, though, man. Oh, wow. I gave her the 10 dick many times. Because she gave me the 10 taco and then some. The 10 taco.
Let me write down the 10 taco.
The 10 taco.
Oh, my God. My evil genius mind literally just had an epiphany about that one. That's going to be good.
Unfortunately, it looks like somebody poured a little extra hot sauce on the 10 taco.
With the sour cream.
You just wait. It's going to get much worse.
Oh, here we go.
The ex's STD panel came back.
Herpes.
She's got herpes.
No shit, Sherlock.
Still the white knight. I decided it's okay.
What?
Since I'm going to be her last.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
What do we always say about like diseases and women of the evening? You don't. All right.
We're up to like 7 or 8 strikes on the board here. This is really bad.
Like, you have so many strikes, your whole team lost the game. Wow.
This is a no hitter. Actually, it's more like a no shitter. My sexual relationship with my ex was never good before this, as she always needed a vibrator. I knew it wasn't me, as I had no complaints from former relationships. Then I started seeing things that I did not before, like her son-in-law would feel up her tits right in front of me and her daughter.
Oh.
And never said anything to me or her daughter.
What the actual fuck?
And when her son visited, everyone would leave the home because he is such an a-hole. But he would sleep in her bed or in his room. That kid had a sexual relationship with his father's wife.
This is some Jerry Stringer red trash shit here. This is why second marriages don't work.
No.
This is why second marriages don't work.
Yeah, because at that point, you don't have just your in-laws. You have two sets of in-laws.
Yeah.
Actually, no, because the prior baby daddy is still in the picture, so you've got three sets of in-laws.
That is a soap opera right there.
Wow.
Wow. Is this are they Hispanic?
I don't know.
Wow.
The night he was to come over, emphasis on come, I confronted her about this and that for years. She said we would remarry. I would often remark, when I see it, I'll believe it. Also during this time, my mental health provider would always write me a new medication for mental health, which I never filled because I've been down that road before.
Listen, yeah. The head meds, they're just a crutch, and they only really work for a short amount of time. And after that time wears out, you're just going through the motions. They don't help you out anymore.
It's just completely nuts. And if you keep on them for long enough, they do successfully rewire your brain chemistry to have the chemical imbalance that they should have tested you before they put you on the medication, because it's totally about a chemical imbalance in your brain, right? Anybody actually been tested for said chemical imbalance before being put on mental health meds? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, not me.
Also, something of note, my doctor said that she was toxic to me. Her oldest son told her, listen, leave him alone. You're toxic to him. He's doing great, taking meds for anxiety attacks only, great shape, and enjoying life. Well, that's good. Good for him. I knew it was a matter of time before the relationship between me and him would end, so I was teaching him how to shoot, since he had a fear of firearms one day. That's a good male role model right there. I decided to check his loyalty out. If he was just being an informer for his mom, I printed a picture of his mother and used it in front of him as a target.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny, Roger.
I know it was extreme, but the way he talked about her to me, I needed to make sure. He went and told his dad and his mom, and that is the last I heard of them.
You gotta do the loyalty test.
You got the answer.
Yeah.
And he was never going to be honest with you about it if he was actually informing, which clearly he was. So yep. There you go. You got what you wanted. She still tries to get back into my life since we share a common connection with an outdoor activity at a local club. During a lunch break, she asked to lead a prayer.
Oh,
during prayer, I was thinking, you know about adultery and what the Bible thinks about that.
Slut.
She'd been showing her new partner's picture to everyone. And one female said, you left him, right? Referring to me. For that old man? Well, this is where she's at. She's at the end of a rope.
Yeah, you have to.
When they burn through every dude in their preferred age range and they treat them all like shit.
She's going to have to do 20 up.
They're going to go 20 years older.
She's got to go 20 up.
Also, during the lunch break, she said, so I could hear it, that her and her partner, and I cut her off, true to my veteran ways, I said, partner is a term used for fuck buddy. And that got a laugh.
Yep.
So every time you say partner, everyone in here is thinking fuck buddy. I wonder if the new guy knows about the herpes.
Yeah. That's serious business right there.
The gift that keeps on giving as you pick
all you
got to
do is throw a postcard in the mail. No return address.
I gave up on the numbers, but I fucked up by the numbers and alphabet. When I took my vow, I was serious about it. While this may be a fault in me, it is all a good thing, as when I served, it served me well post-service. If I showed up at 2 a.m. in the morning with a shovel and a body bag, my buddies would be game. Those I served with still respect me to this day, and better yet, I respect myself. Because when I look about, I will not say, I should have, I could have, I would have, but because I have.
That's absolutely correct.
Lessons learned the hard way are not forgotten. That is closure enough for me.
So, the end, I gotta take a shit.
Dude.
I mean, we got incest in there, psychological, physical kind of abuse kind of shit going on.
We got slingbacks. We got...
Oh, my God.
Going back to the well after you know the water is poisoned. I mean, this hits on so many different notes. I think a lot of people are going to learn from this story.
Yes, they will.
But the most important lesson that you can learn is at the end of the day, even if you make all these mistakes and likely wound up with herpes as a result, it's not too late to change your mindset and make sure that the guys, you know, running through the battlefield behind you don't get shot by these same bullets.
Listen, I can't tell you how many times I've seen guys go out, shake the whore tree, and marry whatever fell out of it.
We want your stories. Your stories can help increase that life save counter on the board.
Don't we have another one to read?
Yes, we do. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Or should I say Stinky? Try to take over the world! See you guys next time.
Take it easy.